Prime Minister Modi is on a three-state visit today. He'll campaign in Bihar's Nawada, Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal's Jalpaiguri today. Aam Aadmi Party plans mass fast Jantar Mantar protest against CM Kejriwal's arrest. NIA team attacked during midnight raid in Bengal. Mamata Banerjee says the NIA attacked women first. BJP says lawlessness in Bengal is under Mamata's misrule. Rahul Gandhi hits out at KCR and Prime Minister Modi in a two-pronged attack over the Telangana phone tapping case. Rahul Gandhi says the BJP is doing in India what KCR did in Telangana. Bengaluru faces severe heat wave, 37.6 degrees Celsius recorded on 6th of April, third highest temperature in 15 years. Former Congress leader Gaurav Vallabh speaks to NDTV and says the Congress didn't listen to his advice and forced him to speak against Adani. Now, Prime Minister Modi is on his poll blitz. He will visit three states, Bihar, Bengal and Madhya Pradesh, as part of his election campaign. Starting off with Bihar, the Prime Minister will address a public rally in Nevada, which is one of the four constituencies going to polls in the first phase. After this, the Prime Minister's cavalry will be in West Bengal's Jalpaiguri. This will be his first visit to the region, which was hit by a heavy storm. He will then visit Madhya Pradesh, where he will lead a roadshow in Jabalpur. I have my colleague Saurabh joining us with more details. Saurabh, now the Prime Minister is going to be heading to Jalpaiguri in West Bengal. He's in fact tweeted ahead of his visit as well, and he said that the people of Bengal are tired of the TMC's corruption.
Well, this is actually the Prime Minister's second visit to the region. That storm that you mentioned, that of course, hit Kuch Bihar, Jalpaiguri and Alipurduar, and obviously the Prime Minister has already visited, Kuch Bihar a few days ago. Now, this is his second pit stop in North Bengal, which is seeing a very fierce TMC versus BJP battle in as far as politics is concerned. The Prime Minister's rally today is, of course, in Dhupguri. Now, Dhupguri is something that is interesting because, obviously, while the BJP has a stronghold in North Bengal and won all seats last time, Dhupguri had a by-election in between. And in that by-election, Trinamool managed to wrest that seat from the BJP. And therefore, what you will see is that the Prime Minister campaigning in North Bengal, once again, his second campaign in North Bengal, actually the third, but second since the election dates were announced earlier. He had visited Siliguri. Now, of course, he visited Kuch Bihar, where he held a rally, and now, of course, he's in Jalpaiguri. So, obviously, this is going to be a very, very closely fought campaign in North Bengal, where the Trinamool is trying to regain lost ground and the BJP is trying to defend its bastion there, where it won all seats in 2019. So, the Prime Minister's visit and the Prime Minister's rally is extremely important from the campaign point of view of things. And like you said, yes, last time around when the Prime Minister visited Kuch Bihar, Trinamool had hit out saying he hadn't mentioned the storm at all. And this time it's interesting to see whether the Prime Minister mentions the storm or not.
Now, temperatures in Bengaluru continue to soar amid a heatwave condition, with mercury crossing 37 degrees Celsius. The historical record of the highest ever temperature recorded in the month of April was 39.2 degrees Celsius in 2016. Now, Bengaluru usually witnesses an average normal temperature of 34.1 degrees Celsius in April. The tech hub is expected to see a maximum temperature of about 38 degrees and above in the next few days. Listen in to what residents of Bengaluru had to say.
Got its rainfall for even the northeast monsoon also last year. Over south Karnataka, including Bangalore city, received a deficient rainfall. So this is one reason. And second, then after that also, there was no rain in Bangalore city. That is in the winter season also. And this is mainly due to the climate change, and another reason is El Nino condition still is going on. As there is no rain, means the plantation will not be there. The city is mostly urbanized, and due to that, locally it is get warmed.